Pinkerton developed a low opinion of Baker and considered himself the true head of the nation's first Secret Service. Pinkerton was always quick to point out that he was incorruptible. He could not say the same for his rival. Baker dismissed Pinkerton's intelligence service as a collection of useless amateurs. He thought the Chicago detective had bungled the Rose Greenhow case. He convinced Stanton that Pinkerton's methods were error-prone, and that Pinkerton himself was too lenient with suspects. Stanton, who did not like the fact that Pinkerton reported to McClellan and not to him, needed no convincing. He fanned tensions between the Secret Service men. The War Secretary would soon become a fierce critic of McClellan's and want Pinkerton fired along with the general. He egged on Baker to dig up damaging information about both McClellan and Pinkerton. Soon, reports and complaints began accumulating that Baker and his detectives were abusing their authority. More seriously, that they were making money raking in bribes, kickbacks, and war booty. Even Baker's own lawyer, who defended him against some of the charges, admitted he was an unsavory character of little culture. Baker's agency became notorious for its snooping, its disregard for due process, its gathering of perjured testimony, its carelessness with the truth. His agents routinely seized suspects without warrants and held them for weeks. He was accused of blackmailing government officials into endorsing his espionage service. In a war that produced its share of shady characters, Baker became one of the worst, routinely referred to as the Czar of the Underworld and the Devil's Errand Boy. A crusader against treason and government corruption, which Baker considered himself to be, would obviously attract enemies in Washington, even if the crusader were on the up and up. Baker proved to be a dishonest and underhanded crusader. It earned him the distrust and disfavor of people in other government agencies fighting the same enemies.